What are you seeing in the landscape right now on A76 competitions? Why are they drying up, as you write about in the Federal Times?
Well, they're not drying up voluntarily. This is because Congress essentially has mandated that they be stopped. And the question one would ask is, if the data show very clearly that for these non-inherently governmental jobs, which is what they're limited to, that the benefits of competition, public-private, private-private, whichever form it is just overwhelming in terms of the historic data. The average savings from A76 competitions has been over 30%, and with improved performance.
You write in this piece about the situation with Secretary Gates when he was at DOD in 2009, announcing an initiative to replace contractors with DOD civilians, an insourcing initiative. It didn't take him long to back off of that, and there are some folks that have said that's kind of the reason why there's this confusion about exactly where we stand today. Do you agree with that?
No, I think his reason for backing off was he recognized that the savings that had been expected, which were basically where people felt, you compare the direct labor hourly rate of a government worker with the loaded rate with overhead and profit and so forth of an industrial worker, therefore you should think you can make a savings. The big difference is, first of all, there is overhead on the government side. You have to support those government workers with finance and information systems and legal systems and management and so forth. But even when you recognize that the primary benefit comes from the competition itself, the incentives that are introduced. And in the case where you have a sole source, either government or private sector, the incentives are to continue to increase the costs and add more people and have a bigger organization. In the case of competition, your incentives are to win it and therefore to figure out ways to do it more efficiently and effectively. And that's what the A76 data clearly show. And again, I must emphasize, the difference here is not whether you believe in the public sector or the private sector. When I was in the government, I found the public sector workers to be extremely dedicated, extremely competent. That's not the issue. The issue here is competition versus no competition and the incentives associated with competition for lower cost and higher performance. That's the primary difference. And the reason it's kind of so important today is, as you see, particularly in defense and other government agencies where the budgets are declining, then this cost savings becomes a very important consideration. And if it wasn't for the congressional mandates against it, I think you'd actually be seeing more of it going on.
In this piece, you write about the ICBM Prime Integration Contract. Talk about that for a minute. Tell that story and why it's relevant to this conversation.
Well, it's just another example of where we found in the past, and there are lots of those examples, where the presence of private sector competition, public-private competitions, has resulted in significant improvement in that case, reliability and responsiveness and lower cost, for your nuclear forces, which is very important, of course, particularly with nuclear. You want to make sure that it's done well and at lowest cost. But for any of the other cases, there have been lots of examples of this on maintenance of systems and sustainment and so forth, where the benefits have been demonstrated of high performance at lower cost. That was one of the examples that I used.
The connection is out there potentially too for what your successor in at the ATL job, Ash Carter, has talked about on a number of occasions when it comes to shaping the landscape and making sure that enough competition exists to encourage defense contractors to want to stay in the business and not concentrate more in the commercial sector, as you and I have talked about before too.
Yes, in fact, what you really want to make sure is that you don't hold competition for its own sake, but that you hold competition for the benefits that it should yield, which is higher performance at lower cost. And you want a reward for that so that, for example, you don't say to somebody, we're going to compete your job that you now have, no matter what kind of job you're doing, but what you should say instead is, we're going to hold a competition if you don't continue to get higher performance at lower cost. if you do get higher performance at lower cost year after year after year, then you can get rewarded for that by continuing your contract.
You referenced that Congress has stopped these public-private competitions. Is that the only solution to getting them back, or is there a role for folks in the Pentagon now to work with Congress to say, let's try to get this going again because we need this competitive tool?
Oh, I believe what you said is true, that you're going to have to convince Congress of the difference, because there are obviously unions that are fighting to not do that. And what you really need to do is to get Congress convinced of show me the data. The facts should matter. And in this case, there's a long historical data set on the benefits of competition, either public-private or private-private.
Is it reasonable, though, for me to assume that Congress had that data when they made this decision a couple of years ago?
Well, sometimes people say that Congress often doesn't look at the facts when they make these political decisions. Everyone believes that was a purely political decision that they were making. And in fairness, I think it's important to point out that we do want to be fair to the public sector. And what's really interesting is that on these competitions, 60% of the time, the public sector was winning them because they have the experience, they have the knowledge, and they should be able to win them. But if they are, in fact, not willing to compromise the numbers of people that they have and said try to figure out ways to become increasingly productive and get higher and higher performance at lower and lower cost, then that's not going to take place.